League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If this doesn't give you faith in the upcoming generation, I don't know what will. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. All last month, we interviewed the valedictorians across Long Island, and Catherine St. George was a valedictorian at John F. Kennedy High School in Belmore. Well, she had a big event coming up.
Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing so good. Congratulations.
Yeah, so very happy to read about your success at the conference, man. Amazing accomplishment.
$80,000 about fruit flies. Like, that's pretty freaking awesome.
That's
right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ecstatic. Like, it feels so surreal.
Okay, so when we talked to you last, when we were talking to all the valedictorians, and you're the valedictorian of John F. Kennedy High School in Belmore, you were going to the Regeneron Science Talent Search Competition, which is a big deal in the country. Can you explain what your whole focus was on?
Yeah, so I kind of got the idea for my project when I started hearing a lot about the keto fad diet. I'm sure you probably know someone or have heard of someone who has been on keto.
Oh, yeah, I tried it. I tried it.
Anna loves bacon, so she tried it. Yeah.
But the problem was that I would eat sausage every morning for breakfast, but then I would have bread later on, and then it kind of defeated the whole purpose.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's really hard to sustain. It's a very restrictive diet. A lot of my friends were going on it, so I started to look into it, and I actually found out that keto, for the past almost 100 years, has actually been used as a dietary therapy for epilepsy patients. That's actually how it started. That's why it was created. And I was kind of fascinated. I was like, wow, like, you would never think that a diet like this would have such, like, strong effects on the brain. You would never think that it would impact your neurology in that way. So I began to create or design an experiment where I could test the effects of different nutritional regimens and different caffeine consumption levels and test the impact of these differing nutritional profiles on seizures in fruit flies. And I used fruit flies because they're actually a pretty good model organism for humans. And so through my research, I found that the ketogenic diet, this keto diet, can actually counteract the tendency of caffeine to increase seizures, which was a really interesting finding.
Well, that's amazing. Right.
I mean, you're 18
And for that,
years
they
old.
Gave her a sack of gold. They were like, take this sack of money and do big things with it.
You came in sixth in the whole country. And plus, it comes with a nice prize, $80,000. So what are they going to do now with your research, which is clearly incredible?
Right, because Anna doesn't know what to do with it. All she keeps picturing is bacon. You kept talking, and she was just picturing sizzling bacon.
Right. I'm sure there's probably more we can do with the fruit flies in your research.
I would definitely love the opportunity to continue my research project. There is a lot of aspects of my project that I didn't really necessarily get to, like, streamline the most. Like, for example, I actually didn't use male flies in my project. I only used female flies.
As you should. So I mean, we are the superior. You
know, sexist. Yes,
yeah. Well,
sexist.
You're saying.
No, but in all seriousness, like, you do kind of want to have data for both sexes so you know, like, whether or not it's, like, specific to only one gender, or if you can like, generalize it to a population.
Catherine,
so,
I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't know fruit flies were boys and girls. I had no idea. I had no idea. So right there.
Before my project, I wasn't so sure either.
Yeah.
It's very giving of you to save both sides. I do appreciate that, too.
Well,
yeah, I would love to continue my research at some point, and I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity to compete at Science Talent Search, and I'm so grateful for the experience they set up for all 40 finalists. It was an awesome week.
Well, congratulations. Columbia, we've said it in the past, is so lucky to have you.
Yes.
And, Thank you.
And congratulations on all your success. We're so proud of you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.